WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. If you're anything like me, sometimes you feel like you're just trying to keep up with this crazy world. Like there are a million expectations, a million ways to be, and it can leave you feeling totally lost. But what if I told you the key to finding your footing, your strength, even your happiness, lies in embracing something truly powerful, your authenticity? Now, authenticity isn't about being loud or attention-grabbing. It's not about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about aligning who you are on the inside with how you show up in the world. It's about owning your values, your strengths, even your flaws, because guess what? Everyone has them, and when you embrace those imperfections, that's where the real magic happens. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of self-discovery and authenticity. Number 1, ditch the comparisons. Ever felt like you're constantly measuring yourself against others? It's a trap. Remember, your path is unique, just like you. Focus on your own growth, celebrate your own victories, big or small, because comparison only leads to dissatisfaction. You wouldn't compare a sunflower to an oak tree, right? They both bloom in their own way. Number 2, listen to that inner voice. It's there, whispering wisdom, guiding you. But are you actually listening? Take some time for quiet reflection, meditation, journaling, whatever helps you connect with your intuition. That gut feeling often knows what's best for you, even if it doesn't always make sense logically. Number 3, set boundaries with grace. This is about protecting your energy and prioritizing your well-being. You have the right to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. And remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-respect. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow all your favorite books without asking first, would you? Your time and energy are just as valuable. Number 4, embrace vulnerability. It takes courage to show up authentically, even when it feels scary. But vulnerability is where true connection happens. When we allow ourselves to be seen, flaws and all, we invite others to do the same. And that creates a beautiful sense of belonging and shared humanity. Finally, remember, authenticity is a journey, not a destination. It's about continually learning, growing, and evolving into the most genuine version of yourself. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, but keep going. Every step you take towards embracing your true self is a victory. Let me tell you a story. Remember that time when you tried to impress someone by putting on a persona, pretending to like things you didn't just to fit in? It felt good for a moment, right? But deep down, you probably felt a little empty, disconnected. You weren't being your true self. That's the trap of inauthenticity. It might feel comfortable for a while, but it never truly fulfills us. Now, imagine that same situation, but this time, you show up as yourself, genuine, honest, and open. Sure, it might feel a little nerve-wracking at first, but what if I told you the connection you forge would be much more meaningful? Because when we're authentic, we attract people who appreciate us for who we truly are. So, remember these key takeaways. Ditch the comparisons. Listen to your inner voice, set healthy boundaries, embrace vulnerability, and always keep striving towards authenticity. It's a journey worth taking. This is about more than just being yourself. It's about living with purpose and intention. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your strengths, and learn from your mistakes. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. We're all figuring things out together. So, go out there, be bold, be brave, and be authentically you. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder to embrace their own awesomeness. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag #embraceyourauthenticity. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and never stop striving for your best self.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.